Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We encourage you to listen each Sunday morning at this time as we hope to give you some information that will help you better understand your Bible. We also encourage you to watch our TV program that begins at the end of this radio broadcast at 8 a.m. that runs to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6, entitled Searching the Scripture. Give a watch and let us know what you think. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. You'll also see some copies of these radio broadcasts and also our TV program. Please check us out. We also encourage you to come and be with us at our worship services. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our services at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. And we want you to know that you will always be warmly received, and we will welcome you to come and worship and study God's Word with us. This morning, throughout the month of April, we're going to give you a short overview of the entire Bible. We're going to do this in a very brief way to give you an overview of how the Bible is broken down and how the Bible is set up, so that you might have a better understanding of how the Bible is put together in knowing how and where to go in order to study particular things you may be looking for. We begin this morning with talking about the Old Testament and the books of law and the books of history. We understand that there are two testaments, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is made up of 39 books, and the New Testament is made up of 27 books. This morning we're going to base our study upon the books of law that is contained in the Old Testament, the first 5 books of the Old Testament, and then the next 12 books that are referred to as books of history. We want to begin by looking at the books of law. The books of law are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The book of Genesis is the book of beginnings. It tells us the beginning. It gives us the account of creation. It is covered in the first 2 chapters of the book of Genesis. We have the beginning, and knowing that God spoke the world into existence in 6 literal days. And that gives us the beginning of origin, the beginning of all life and time as we know it. In Genesis chapter 3, we have the story of the fall of man, and how man, through his disobedience to God, was driven from the garden. Sin came into the picture. Man inherited physical death. He will not live on the earth forever. And spiritual death is a result of disobedience to God. It made it necessary that a remedy would have to be found, and therefore that remedy would be the blood of Jesus Christ. And it would eventually come through the New Testament, but it would be previewed and the process would start beginning in Genesis chapter 3, with the first messianic prophecy of Genesis 3:15. Also contained in the book of Genesis are some important events. 6 through 9 talks about the flood that came upon the world because of the evil of mankind. His heart was evil continually. God determined to destroy the world with the flood. Therefore, this flood came upon the earth, and it destroyed every living thing except Noah and his 3 sons and their wives, 8 souls in all, were saved when he built the ark according to the specification of God. We also have in the book of Genesis the call of Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. In Genesis chapter 12, we see the 3 promises that encapsulates the whole Bible story, and that's the promise of the seed, the land, and the nation. And we know that nation was Israel. We know that land was the land of Canaan, the promised land, and the seed was Jesus Christ. And those were the promises that were made to Abraham. And the book of Genesis follows his life through that book, and as we see his descendants, first Isaac, his son, who was given to him in an old age, and then we see his sons, Jacob and Esau, the important one being Jacob, whose name would later be changed to Israel, and we see the 12 sons born, which would become the 12 tribes of Israel, and at the end of the book of Genesis, we have Joseph dying and telling them to promise that when they left Egypt that they would take out his bones, because he knew that they would not remain in Egypt. That leads us to the book of Exodus. Exodus is the going out. It is a story of God's people coming out of the land of Egypt. They were placed in bondage by Pharaoh, a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph, and they were placed in extreme slavery and oppression. God heard their cry and raised up a man named Moses, who becomes a very central Bible character. And he leads the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of slavery, after 10 plagues are brought upon the Egyptians by the power of God. And by the last, where the Passover was introduced, the death of the firstborn, and after that plague, Pharaoh finally let them go, and they traveled to the Red Sea. Pharaoh followed them, and God parted the Red Sea miraculous by his servant Moses. They parted on dry ground. The Egyptians went in after them, and when they did, the walls were brought back together and they were destroyed. And in Exodus chapter 15, they stand on the other side of the Red Sea, a free people. And now that they're a free people, God's promise, the first promise that he had made to Abraham, had now been fulfilled. They were a nation. That nation needed a home. And so they began a journey to the promised land. But that journey got interrupted after 3 months. They came to the borders of Canaan. They were going to go in, but because of the spies that were sent in by Moses, and they rebuffed at the two reports that came back, and because they chose the evil report instead of listening to Joshua and Caleb, because of that, they were told that they would wander in the wilderness for 40 years, and the first generation would die. Also in the book of Exodus, we have the giving of the law, Mount Sinai, in Exodus chapter 20, where the Ten Commandments and the law is given. That is the law that will direct the people of God for the next 1,500 years. Also in the book of Exodus, we have in chapter 25 through 35, the instructions of what God wanted done to build the tabernacle, where would be the meeting place, where God would meet with Moses, and where they would bring their sacrifices to God. And in chapters 35 through 40, we have the actual building of the tabernacle and it being dedicated after it was finished. That leads us to the book of Leviticus. The book of Leviticus is a book that's dedicated to giving us the instruction of the tribe of Levi, the priest. This was the priestly tribe. This was the tribe that God chose to be priest, to be his priest, to officiate on behalf of the people, who would bring their sacrifices, who would bring their offerings, and they would be taken in the tabernacle, and they would be given, and they would be given on behalf of the people. And in the book of Leviticus, we also have some more of the details of the law that God gave the children of Israel, and what he expected of them, the laws between them and God, and also the laws between each other and with the stranger. And those laws are contained in the book of Leviticus. In the book of Numbers, we have the two censuses that are given. In Numbers chapter 1, the first census is given of all the ones that came out of Egypt that were 20 years old after the slavery ended, and it was 603,550. Now, after that generation dies in the wilderness, according to the punishment that God gave in Numbers chapter 14, verse 28 through 32, that generation would die in the wilderness in over 40 years, one year for every day that the spies spent spying out the land. And then the new generation would grow up in the wilderness, 601,000 plus, and they would be the ones that would go in. And in the book of Numbers, we have the second census in Numbers 26 of that second generation. Also in the book of Numbers, we have various things that happen on their way through the 40 years in the wilderness. We have the rebellion of Korah in Numbers chapter number 16. We have the snake and the brazen serpent in Numbers chapter 20 when they refused to follow God's will and God sent serpents to bite them. And then we have Moses and Aaron's disobedience in the waters of Meribah in Numbers chapter 20 that would cause them not to be able to go into the promised land. That leads us to the last book of the law, and that book is the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy is the second law. It is not a different law. It is a law given to the second generation. It is the same law given to the first generation, but it is reiterated and retaught to that second generation. Contained in the book of Deuteronomy are the last speeches of the great man Moses. There are five speeches of Moses contained in the book of Deuteronomy. And in that book, we see that God explains what their responsibility is as they go into the promised land. God is going to give them the promised land, but it is going to be a conditional promise. If they are going to retain the land, if they're going to keep it, if it's going to be their home, they're going to have to be faithful to God's law. And they're going to have to refuse not to follow the idols of the land in which they're about to dwell in. One of the things that Moses told them in this book of Deuteronomy is he told them four things that they needed to do when they went into the promised land. Number one, not to make any covenant agreements with the inhabitants of the land. Number two, do not intermarry with the inhabitants of the land. Number three, not only not make any covenant agreements with them, do not show them mercy, do not show them pity. God is punishing them for their wickedness, and they're to drive them out, and they're not to spare, or they're not to pity them. And last, they are to remove all the idols, all the groves, all the idolatry in the land, because if they don't, it will become a snare to them. If you would study Deuteronomy 28 through 32, Moses explicitly tells them what they will do when they will go into the land. They will forget God. They will forget His commandments. They will go after the idols of the land, and they will commit spiritual adultery. And thereby, God will destroy them from the land that He is going to give them, not because He is not able to keep them from maintaining it, but because He is punishing them because they are going to go into apostasy. And if they do, and they will, God will take them off the land. He tells them that before they ever take one inch of the promised land. And the last thing that's covered in the book of Deuteronomy is the death of Moses. Moses dies towards the end of the book in chapter 33 and 34, and he goes up on Mount Nebo, but he's allowed to overlook the land, and he's able to see the land that they're about to prosper, but he's not going to be able to go in because of his sin in Numbers chapter 20. And so he dies upon Mount Nebo, and he is buried by God, being the only person in Scripture who is buried by God, and his burial place is only known to God and not known to men. And so, in our first lesson, we look at the books of law. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. These are the books of law. The law that was given to the children of Israel that would guide them and lead them, and the law that God gave them in order to please Him, and the duties and responsibilities contained in that law. It was a physical law given to a physical nation, and it was to guide them and lead them, and God would bless them, God would prosper them, and they would be faithful if they remained in the law. That was part of God's condition. Next week, we will look at the books of history. That begins with the book of Joshua. And we'll do that, Lord willing, on our next time. Thank you for listening. Come and worship with us today. We hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.